no momentum yet. They are not get momentum, so they start into, they start, cannot motivate.
Yeah, just my experience is that I have the sense I'm getting into the fine-tuning of the investigation. And I also have the image with the bicycle just a little bit different. It's like when you learn to ride the bicycle.
Yeah.
That in the beginning, this effort so to not fall down both sides, and then you find how to stay in the middle.
Yeah.
And so balance has become a key word for me.
Yeah.
That I find really it's in every moment with every happening, and everyone's always checking what, how about the balance? What might be out of balance here, or is it in balance? And how is it in balance? And I also found that that's very helpful because that leaves me actually with almost only one word to, if I ask a question, because I came to a point where I started to see that trying to ask questions is too complicated or upsets the mind more than it helps.
Okay, that's over. It is over.
Over.
Then it's over.
Then it's over.
Too much.
Exactly, that's what I mean. Then it's so, but just
so this is a, you depend on your situation that you need to adjust yourself.
Exactly, that's right. What I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I found out. That
yeah, right.
Yeah, fine tuning.
If you to use you if you ask question, the mind so agitation is coming. This not correct. Too much. Yeah. Some is, question is sometimes the mind is not interest. Not which time is not working. So. With that time, we use the question. And also, sometimes we use one question. Enough. Not too much. Okay. Only one question, like a scientist.
Yeah.
Why this happening? That's all. Other thing is his experiment. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really the experience of, I feel I'm seeing, or I'm seeing that I'm seeing, how this wisdom mind starts to work by itself, that it's really a process that no I should interfere, that it's
no I,
no sense of I need to do something.
Oh, yeah.
It's doing its own.
Happening already.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So with that, I feel I'm... It's rolling, the process is rolling, and also more like no more in a hurry.
Yeah, right.
It's no doing its, hurry. Yeah. And that's, again, a big relief, second big relief.
Yes.
So that's pretty much it already. I have two questions from this morning that I just didn't understand what you were saying. Maybe you remember. In the group sitting this morning, one thing you were saying about peaceful mind and dukkha.
Yeah. How do you understand?
I didn't understand at all.
Yeah.
That's I mean, all. I didn't understand the words.
Because I thought this way is, sometimes people, they not investigate. When the peacefulness come in, they enjoy it. And they indulge and feel it.
I didn't understand that either again.
That's
can
why
you say it again?
I said, peacefulness, enjoy.
Yes.
They don't know how to do nothing. I said, now you meditate, you're peaceful. Then what?
Yes.
Then what? What do you need to do?
Investigate.
Investigate. If you not investigate, they enjoy and they don't know how to go.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I ask him, why a peacefulness, do you understand peacefulness in dukkha? So if you not understand, you are more watching, more alert, more awake. I'm not trying to understand too much. Not immediately cannot, I will not get answer immediately. Just question. Do you understand? Not understanding yet. Just more alert, wait, not like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like this.
I
right?
assumed it was something like that, but I
That's why I said this. Because in our center, I also thought like this. One Malaysian monk is, he practicing and enjoying in the peacefulness. Then this question come, he becomes shocked. But can't awake. Awake. Because do you understand that this everything is anicca dukkha ananda, everybody know. But they, that time they investigate to try to learn is they're not learning. they enjoy the peacefulness, calm, nice,
yeah,
good.
Gone
the then become awake. That's why I sometimes remind them.
Okay, thank you. And the other one was
our aim is understand, not peacefulness. Peacefulness,
yes.
Is not our goal.
Yes.
But many people they not understand. They not learning more. They don't know how to learn. They don't know how to investigate. When the mind peaceful, they think meditation peaceful. Then they come enjoy the retreat. Why? Because of peaceful, relaxed, less suffering.
They call that good meditation. Yeah, yeah. But it's nice and peaceful.
Right.
Yeah. The other one was the exact words. I think were it was first you said about happening. It's happening by itself
what?
Or something. And then you said happening arises different, changing the same.
Happening arising different same different new, changing is meaning the same. Because people, they always looking for the rising and passing away. Because they only know this one. They want to see rising and passing away, rising and passing away. Because of the teacher said, you must see that this rising and passing away, anicca. Eh? But understanding many ways. Sometimes we can understand the rising and passing away. Sometimes we can understand it many ways. Sometimes we have experience new. Everything is new and changing. Or different, not the same. Before and now, very different. Not the same. This meaning is the same.
I see. Okay. Got it.
Understanding meaning, any way you can understand this way.
Yeah.
Not only you can must be see the rising and passing away.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Understand many ways. Even each person is different to understand, different way to understand. But the information only comes rising and passing away. You must see this. Right?
It's about the same essence, but it comes in different forms, how you can
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, you can understand many ways, right? Yeah.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Maybe because my English is not very good. So not complete yet, right? Even translate, check more words. English is, sometimes I cannot say what I want.
Yeah.
Sometimes, because of limited... in Burmese language, no problem. I can talk many things. English, no, I'm not skilled. Right.
Much respect for your skill of doing this in English, because really, wow. Hard. Yeah.
So my English is limited, too.
Better is don't talk.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I do.
If you
don't
talk more confused,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why sometimes I sit there, I have idea can come, but I choose the sentence more clear way, but sometimes I cannot so talk, that's why I sit, continue.
Okay. Okay.
So, any?
So, for me, I went, when I came here through some days of, it was some background, those are working, gloomy, depressed, a bit bored, like this. But this has changed now, and now I start to be quite open for quite a lot of time during the day.
What do you think? Why is this changing?
I think there is less leisure around.
Why?
It may be because of practice.
Well, I want to point out is, when you have practice, right? Practice means you are thinking right way about nature as it is, then mindful all the time.
Yeah.
If you're not doing this, before you are thinking this problem again and again and again and again, right? So that's why the mind is dosa or depressed. This inside your mind is happening.
Yeah.
I want to point out this: what the mind is doing this, then how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
What the mind is doing this and what the mind is feel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to. The mind become more peaceful or relaxed. If you want to relax and peaceful, you must do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're not doing this way, always.
Yeah.
Naturally, they're spinning inside your mind.
Yeah. But in coming from the daily life, mind is always filled with these things. And
because you are not daily life, we are not practice. That's why.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I want to point out this.
Yeah.
Only this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why
or
do people
much,
become so suffering in the daily life?
Yeah.
They forget it.
Yeah.
They're not practice. the mind doing all pattern, liking, disliking, liking, disliking. Yeah. Not now, not stop. Liking, disliking, then they are almost spinning. The mind is very confused and
so that's why
we are not happy.
That's why we are coming to retreat, so we're waking up again.
Right, let's but say. Retreat is not enough. Yeah. Only you can go back and thank.
Yeah.
I want to find out is the mind, how the mind is doing, how the mind is feeling.
Yeah.
So you must continue like this. Otherwise, your mind, your life is not very happy or not peaceful. All the time, there's a lot of problems, depressed, and sometimes happy, sometimes depressed. Then your mind is like this. Like a slap. All the time, this way. You never rest.
Sounds familiar.
Then your life becomes suck.
Sorry?
Your life becomes suck. Yeah, what you say?
No, I didn't say life sucks. I said object suck.
It's me and suck. What the meaning of object? Meaning of life is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Life meaning is happening.
Life meaning is
happening. Something happened.
Yeah.
So life is happening. Okay. Yeah.
One question: would you say it always has to do with kilesha? If awareness
you
is,
are not aware,
is
even then your awareness there is a moha.
Oh, okay.
There is moha. If you have a moha, he's open the door. Any kilesha, they can come. No, very go through like this.
So whenever the mind is not fully aware, it means that there is some kilesha working
already.
Okay.
Already,
okay.
No choice, already there. Okay. So moha is already there. So moha is there, so all divine man can come anytime, anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody stop. They can come like this, boom.
Okay.
That's why we need to take care of our mind.
Yeah.
Because of even the awareness there, moha is there.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness is only recognizing what happening. They cannot stop divine man.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot prevent the divine man. Only understanding can prevent the divine man.
Okay. Next.
I would like to consult one observation.
Yeah, right.
I had it during a lunch when I was seeing and with no particular looking at some part of the image. I had a feeling that the image immediately changed, something like the change of zoom and full perspective.
About see?
About
I see? Or what do you want to see?
Well, suddenly I saw like the hands were quite in different, like the hands would be in different position.
Mm.
And I had a feeling that the they are much more colorful and they were very, very ostre, sharp, sharp.
Mm. Okay, I understand now.
It would be possible to see a lot of of details on
because
both
of your
hands.
State of mind change.
Yeah,
view immediately change.
Yeah. So my question is whether it is just only a game of the mind or if I can use this experience for other observation.
You can use because this is a conditioning. You don't get what you want anytime.
Yeah.
Because of momentum, right? This momentum is stronger and stronger. The mind is more clear and clear. The strength is coming. The mind is changing. That time you feel the view is changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to maintain this continuously, then continue to practice your mind continuously.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
I was wondering if you can find greed.
Find?
Greed.
Greed.
In an object which you label.
Object?
Yes. Which you label beautiful. Like.
Yeah.
for instance, a tree.
Yeah.
And you see the tree, you like it.
If you're beautiful, or because of liking, then the world is beautiful.
Yes.
Right.
But at the same time, you can feel detached. So I was
very difficult. Because you are liking already, so detached or cannot. Liking is depend on your liking feeling. Detached is you must have right view, as it is, not beautiful, not bad. Then you detach, but you feel your liking. The mindset beautiful means is you are a little bit attachment. But maybe this a little bit attachment is not obvious, not like before, right? So you think it's not attached, but actually. Start a level, you see the mind liking and beautiful, you said, already attachment.
Okay.
But little. Right? Yeah. So depend on your, because sometimes the greed, greed is weak. You cannot see. That time we think, I'm no greed.
Yeah.
Right? Because it depends on your awareness quality. Cannot see detail or set a level, then they said, we have no loba and no dosa, but actually we are cannot understand it yet in subtle level.
Subtle.
The last time I saw the word mosquito, Biden, he saw he's not angry. But when after the mosquito bite him, to go to the cough, the spider net, then the mind happy. Then he realized before he saw the mosquito bite him, then that time you little bit disliking there. That's why the opposite come, the mind happy. Right.
And also the last days I had a little anxiety because I was thinking about home already. You know, this retreat is going to the end. So I was already thinking about home.
Home.
So I got this anxiety.
Anxiety come. Your home is very peaceful home. Okay, so no need to anxiety. Come, and go and practice, and welcome.
That's what I did. Right?
So you have now, you have a lot of weapon, and fight. Go back and fight. Just practice.
Okay.
Like competition. When you're training well, very well, then go to the boxing ring. Then in the home, your home is a real competition. So when you fight it with the dust and defilement, so you are punched or they punch, or we don't know. Depending on your training well. Someone he training very well, then he very want to be go to the ring. not fear.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
I have a question about concepts. So concepts are not a problem?
No problem. This is no problem.
You right. We only trying to reduce taking concepts as object. Reduce.
Yes. But because the concept is automatic, the mind don't do itself. The mind pay attention to the concept is naturally. The whole life we already doing very skillful. So now we need more attention to their nature. That's all. Concept is no problem. But we must understand what is a concept, what is a reality. Then we are more interested to their reality nature. Because we need to learn this way. We need to learn this reality nature. So we need more pay attention to their reality way. But concept is there. No, this is no problem.
Okay, thank you.
Well, at first I would like to tell you about my habit of meditation in life and then ask if it has something common with vipassana. That I have feeling that from my lifestyle I have some pressure in mental pressure, emotional. And when my friends are asking me why you are meditating, I'm replying that it is some kind of emptying of mind. And when I was trying to understand this, it is that, I have to admit that I'm not able to keep my awareness in all the situations in my life. For example, when there is too much objects, or when it's emotionally difficult. So that I have to have some kind of spare awareness, because when I have time for myself and I'm meditating, it gives me some kind of understanding of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now my question is, if this is a kind of vipassana, or I'm doing it incorrect?
If you understand about what, if you understand about this physical or mental nature, then we call vipassana.
But how is possible when I was not as aware as I'm practicing here? That I have to admit it in some.
If you are aware, some wali case also, we can know how to do, understanding how to do, what happening.
Mm-hmm.
That is also understand, but vipassana is about the nature, understanding about the nature, body nature, mental nature, mind nature, that is a vipassana.
Mm-hmm.
Right? About you understanding about how the mind is working, mm-hmm. why the mind is craving, arising, or angry arising, you understanding the nature of the mind or nature of the body, this is a vipassana.
Yes, it's some kind of this.
Right. Okay.
Well, so it means that awareness can be used.
Apply in daily life.
Yeah, but as well as from past to present, I mean.
It's like she understood something from the past.
Oh, yeah. You can apply.
We can apply.
Understanding anywhere you can apply. But because of understanding the principle.
Mm-hmm.
Nature is principle, but story different.
Mm-hmm.
But nature is different, the same. Principle is the same. Maybe people different.
Oh, okay.
A situation different, but the principle is the same.
Okay.
You understand one principle, you can use any way.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right.
I hope I have some this kind of meditation.
Yeah.
Well, and the second, I haven't studied any information about metta yet, but I still have some kind of opinion that our aim is not understanding, but metta, because understanding is included in metta. Is it correct?
Yes. Because understanding, really metta can come.
Uh-huh.
Without understanding, cannot really metta.
Okay.
Right.
Oh. Thank you.
Okay.
Last time you asked me, because I had been a little bit experiences with the defilements, and you asked me, which one is first, the feeling or defilement?
Feeling or thinking.
Yeah. Well, to my experience, it seems like I've had the feeling first. Like after, for instance, eating, I feel usually very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a tendency to think more craving thoughts.
So you see the a little bit late. Did in beginning, most subtle level thinking happening already.
Okay.
Because the thing, depending on your thoughts or depending on your thinking, the feeling is coming. But feeling is more obvious, thinking is sometimes more subtle. So if you don't see the mind judging or thinking very fast, we don't see beginning. Then the feeling comes. That's why you think feeling is first.
Okay.
Yeah. But without, depend on your thinking, the feeling coming. If you reasonable thinking or right thinking, the mind is, feeling is, oh, nice. But positive thinking, positive feeling come. The negative thinking, negative feeling come.
Yeah.
Thinking first.
Yeah.
The thought is fast. But the thought is very fast. Very subtle beginning thinking you don't see, then you judging, you decide, feeling is fast. Because the feeling is more obvious.
Oh.
Actually, feeling also very subtle and gross level have. Our awareness only see the gross level. Subtle level we don't see yet. That's why you cannot see the whole process. Sometimes our decision may be wrong. Right?
Yeah.
If you are not thinking, the mind is neutral. Right? No thinking,
yeah.
Neutral. Right? Yeah.
Right, thank you.
Right.
So I wanted to ask whether it's right that I see Lobha, Dosa, and Moha coming together.
Yeah.
At one time.
Okay.
Yes.
Can see like this. And?
So, and the other...
But theory radically very detailed. When the Lobha arises, no Dosa.
Yes, yes.
Well, but experience we can know.
Yeah.
They are happening boom, many, right?
It's, yeah, that's exactly.
Right. Then I want to clear it. Otherwise, then I'm definitely afraid.
And today in the morning, I first time understood the principle of dukkha in with this craving and pleasurable feelings. You know, intellectually.
Yeah.
I could understand it before, but...
Yeah, we can start to understand this way first.
But in the morning, it was like a shock for me that I saw the process.
Yes.
And at the end, there was dukkha.
Right.
And first, there was peace for mind.
Yeah. So that's good. Then you can see the whole process beginning to end, before and now, later, everything. Then you see understanding clearly, right? Yeah.
It was very clear. So
good.
After this so many call, years, it was quite
an experience.
That is what
we call continuity awareness.
Yeah.
You see the whole process before this happening. Also, you know, now this happening, beginning, how to start, how to middle, how to end, and finish later. Awareness continuously like this. Then your view is completely, complete. Then your understanding immediately comes.
Yeah, it was completely different in the end.
Right.
That. And
the view must be the complete. You know? Everything, you see everything, then understanding cannot stop. Yeah. Boom, they come, itself.
And the last question is about awareness of during sleeping. You know, I had a feeling that I am aware that body is sleeping, but there was...
The mind is not sleep.
No.
Yes, the mind not sleep. A superficial level sleep, unconsciously not sleep.
So I watched, and it was strange, you know, because I have never experienced it before. But interesting.
Right. If you have momentum, then you can understand in how the mind is happening. We think we are asleep. Unconscious, not sleep.
No.
So. In the dream is unconscious. He continue thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We are asleep all the time. The whole night's dream, but we don't remember. Only we remember beginning, wake up, nearly the wake up time, then we can remember the dream very clearly. But middle of dream, we don't know nothing. But this is already, the mind is thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's all. Thank you.
I want to know how important it is for a deeper understanding to be... In Samadhi-like state.
Hmm? State. Samadhi cannot understand.
No, Samadhi
happened to understand.
But
Samadhi only one that cannot understand.
Samadhi cannot understand. That's
right.
Of course, no. But the mind who is in a Samadhi state can understand.
Yeah. Happen. This state is happening to become understand.
It's helping.
Yeah.
Without Samadhi...
Right. Without craving, without aversion, that's why this is Samadhi we call.
Yes.
And without craving, without aversion, that time I understand, right? But sometimes Samadhi there, but a little bit craving there, understanding cannot come.
Yes, but without Samadhi, understanding is not possible or is difficult.
Without Samadhi, impossible.
Impossible.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. Samadhi must be there. Balance, Indriya must be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness, Samadhi, effort, faith, and wisdom must be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
They are all five in balance, that wisdom comes.
Then I have the problem that sometimes more, sometimes less, I'm nearly near to Samadhi state, and then...
You already Samadhi. Already Samadhi.
Then,
without Samadhi, you cannot catch the object.
Then
without Samadhi, mind cannot know the object.
Once more, please.
You already get Samadhi. Enough. No need too much Samadhi. Not merely they get samadhi, you already get samadhi. For understand enough. No need this level. No need this level. you think it's not nearly like samadhi. This samadhi no need. Right. For understanding.
I have the problem with sounds in the meditation hall. People are going sometimes without awareness. They're loud and don't care about.
What?
Don't care about disturbing others.
Disturbing other?
Yeah.
Who is disturbing? Nobody disturb you.
That's,
they do their job.
Yes.
Nobody intention to disturb you.
I know. But to understand this, I'm trying very hard to understand this.
No, we cannot try. Try to understand more difficult.
Yes, but I'm trying to remember sati.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember,
that's okay. Right. And right attitude. It's sound outside, is the sound.
It's not outside. It's your mind.
The sound is nature. Yes. You must remember this. The sound is no problem. The sound is nature. The sound is object. Then the mind accept.
Yes.
This acceptance is a samadhi.
But
if you have acceptance, then wisdom can arise. Because of wisdom, the samadhi already there. Because of understanding, right view, right thought. The mind is already accept. This is enough understanding. For understanding arise. So sometimes the mind agitate. But watching mind is peaceful. Do you have experience like this?
Mm.
Sometimes the agitation is happening. Mm. But watching mind is equanimity. That is a understanding can arise.
Mm. Mm. No, okay.
Right?
No,
this
okay.
is samadhi.
Mm. No, okay.
Right? Otherwise, he's looking for somebody. And this level, he tried to make this level all the time. No need. Right. If your mind not resist or not react, that is ready to understand. Okay? Yeah.
Well, yesterday I finally understood how to practice.
Okay, good. That's why I said we try to understand the practice. That's all.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, I understood some before, but it felt like the pieces came together. I'd been analyzing too much before.
Yeah.
And yesterday I just started doing it.
Right. I know, because your mind is a little bit thinking about this doubt, right? So you are a little bit, because of old habit and now new information is like this.
Yeah,
the mind cannot accept. In America, I said, this is a one time I retreat, 1 month, advanced yogi, or a yoga meditation teacher. Then I said, without looking, you can see. Without listening, you can hear. So without focusing, you can know, you can aware. And one yogi said, one teacher said, I don't believe. I said, if you don't believe, I thank you about your don't believe. Because later, he not believe, that's why he tried.
Mm.
He proved. He tried to prove. Because she not believe, that's why she tried very interest. So that's why later, 3 days, after 3 days, she said, that time I not believe. But now, how to say? I cannot say I'm not... How to say? Now he believe, like this.
Mm.
I cannot believe. I cannot. He said,
discovery.
That's why he more believe.
Yeah.
More stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said because of you, but you don't believe. That's why I thank you for you, but don't believe. If you believe, people is not very interest.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you research yourself. Then your answer is more clear.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, so I really found that it was much easier with this way of practicing to really see what is the mind what's mental process or
right.
Or what's rupa, what's material
right.
objects.
Right.
And what the mind, watching the mind.
Yeah.
and all this. I was
in Australia also one psychiatric lady. This she said, "Are you sure? This way is purifier of my way." So funny, she's asking me, "Are you sure this technique is for mind purified of mind?" So I said, "Why?" "Because I watch my mind this way and open and watch the mind, all defilement comes." That's why she asking, "Are you sure this technique?" Then I never get this question. So I have more good answer coming. Yes, this way is for purify the mind. Because which part is purify the mind is a watching mind. Because of watching mind is the way to purify. Happening mind is maybe mess. Right? He only know the experience object. He not recognize how the mind is watching. That's why he only know the one part. Experience part. Many defilement come. He don't know the mind is working. So that's why he confused.
Yeah.
I said this way is the purifier mind. Which way is the watching mind? This way is make the purifier of mind. This happening is already happening. You are not open. You are all the time because of they apply this samatha mode. This is a samatha. The Australia is a chamran disciple. All are samatha like this. So they are always calm, peaceful. Then I said, "Open, watch, boom." They become knocked off. No, cannot peaceful all the time. Because we are not controlled. We are open. They are already suppressing. Then they peaceful and they calm. But they are sitting on the broken note. They don't know. Then open the volcano pool. So funny.
I don't understand what they are sitting on.
Yeah. Right.
So today, there was a memory. Is a memory the same as a thought? Or is it something else?
Yeah, memory is a memory. We can say thoughts.
Yeah.
Because of thought, memory arising. Because of the mind thinking about the story.
So
memory is nothing.
No.
Just thinking thoughts.
But then that ties in with what you were saying, that thinking comes first and then...
And feeling.
Then feeling, because this was also, there was this... Just this little memory that came up, and then aversion,
or happy, or
and all that. Right. But then I found that it was very easy with right attitude to see that how the ego connects, like a little hook.
Yeah, right.
That goes with the story.
Yes.
And then
if
when
your story
you see
is coming, the thinking mind coming, if you're right attitude, there is no problem.
No, then you can just take the hook out.
Right, yes.
And the whole structure disappears.
Right. But already it's wrong view is already there. So very fast.
Yeah.
The thinking comes, boom, immediately feeling. Then that time we are start to practice right attitude call. Right? And nature is nature, the beginning like this.
Yeah.
If you understand it more stronger and stronger, the understanding become nature. The memory come, the mind understand already. Just a thought. Thinking thought. That's why memory cannot make you emotional. Memory cannot stop. The whole life memory cannot stop. But emotion we can stop. Because of understanding.
But
now problem is, most of the yogi problem is they don't understanding what is a memory. That's why every time memory arising, they all the time suffer. I saw one man in America. He's every retreat he's a problem. 3, 4, 5 days, the mind calm down, all memory come back. Then he suffer. Oh, and this face is very, all the time, long face, not happy. He resists more coming. He resists more, the mind no more agitated, the more memory come. Every retreat, 4 or 5 days, he start to problem. Then my retreat, he came to tell me, but interview many people there. So he cannot try to tell the story. So after that, he go back, then he complain himself, why you not tell teacher? And if you tell teacher, then suddenly the one thought is changed for him. What thought is coming is, if you say something, you say the teacher, what teacher reply? This thought is the right thought. It's a wisdom thought. Then my instruction come back. Oh, nature is nature, object. Then he can practice. That day he practice morning to end, evening, something he realized. Thinking is memory, just thinking. And next day she very happy, then come to tell me, oh, today weather is very good. And next day I asked him, today how about your weather? He said, today weather is very good. Because he understand. Before, every thought, every memory make him upset. Now he understand only one is memory, just thinking, and gone. Nothing. Just one tingling thought. Right? Memory cannot stay longer.
No.
Come and go. So that's why he understanding thinking is thinking. Memory is thinking, just a tingling thought, not important. Then the emotion is calm down. This is maybe 4 or 5 days.
Why are those thoughts sometimes rolling over and over?
If you are resist, he come again and again and again.
Okay.
Because you are attached or you are dislike. How much you strong, you are attached or disliking, the memory come again and again and again. But if you understanding how much this thinking come, no problem. Right? Come, just object. We use this thinking as an object. So we have a more benefit. No problem. Everything cross the mind, we use as an object. Like you see the one, every town, the 2 gate, right? Car cross, you get the money, right? Which car coming? Car, small car, or big car, everything cross the mind. Cross the two, you need to pay the money, right? The 2 gate is all the time get the money. Which car come? Old car or new car come? No problem. Yes?
In all that process, all the things that are happening,
yeah.
Is it possible to live a longer time in the present moment? Because it's always coming
and go.
Going away.
Cannot stay longer. It depends on you. You are disliked again, he come back again. Or you attach this story, they come again. But actually this thinking cannot stay longer.
But they come
again. Because of you are depend on your definition. If your understanding and words, you forget. Finish. Sometimes we don't know what we're thinking. Because we're not interested in the storyline. We are interested in the mind happening. Thinking is one thing, some thinking happening and gone. We are more emphasized, more attention to the happening and changing. Happening and changing all the time. The mind not interested in the storyline. So if you memory again, too much memory coming is because of you are repeat again and again and again. Then your memory is very strong. You cannot repeat again and again, then finish. Forget.
This sounds very easy, but for people with...
sounds very easy.
Yeah, for people with strong, dramatic...
Very difficult. I saw a lot of yogis, this problem is memory. But actually, the memory, you cannot stop. Even you're nearly tired, you cannot do anything, the mind no energy anymore, the memory, all memory come back. Then if you have a reaction very strong, then you cannot do anything that time. You are very weak, like this. They are roar, like coming. Then you resist, come, that time your last mind is not very good. Right? Now you understand very well, that time understand also automatic, he do his job. Otherwise, nearly dead, this memory come, boom. Then you nearly, how to die? Angry is not finished yet. Right? If you die angry, it's go to the hell. If you die with the anger greed, you become hungry ghost. If you die with the moha, then you become animal. So last mind is very important. How to make last mind quality good? That's why we are practicing now.
No, I say because I've been working with tortured people for quite some time. And so these people really suffer from memories.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very,
yes.
Very strongly, having memories coming
back. Right.
And influencing all their.
Yes, yes, I understand very well. Yes, I understand very well. Because without understanding, this is very difficult. But if you understand it, it is very easy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, I had one more experience than with this before I figured out how to unhook myself.
Yeah, right.
Then I was...
Better you take out the hook.
Yeah. But the, before I came, I realized how to do that. Mm. I was making more and more effort to stop these thoughts. So okay. I saw very clearly that was the wrong way.
Right.
So no way. When I stopped making any effort and then? Just stood, because I was outside,
right.
So I was just standing and did nothing.
Yeah, right.
Then the insight.
Can rising, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was.
We do involve something is already defilement is involved, so wisdom cannot come. The hook all the time there.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Good.
I also had an interesting experience yesterday.
Right.
It was in a meditation hall.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting, and the window completely fell down.
Oh, window!
Like it came down all the way.
Uh-huh.
And it was, and I was sitting, and I had my eyes closed, and because
that's
it was,
right. Yeah. If you open your eye, it's more obvious.
Well, no, but it was so quick there would have been no way. It was
you don't happen nothing.
Yeah, but it was interesting because it was just. It was like zoop down, and then it was. I opened my eyes. It was seeing, and then there was this just one moment of realizing how close it had gotten and what could have happened, but it didn't. And so it was just like I just blurted out, I think, pretty loudly, like, "Oh God, it's so close," or something. But then it was kind of finished. Like there wasn't much reaction going on.
Okay.
And that was very interesting because there was quite a lot of equanimity, and it was so clearly seen. And it was also clearly seen that there could have been nothing done about it. I mean, like, it could have not been prevented.
The mind has energy. The mind has strength.
Yeah.
Momentum. Meditating is momentum. That's why the mind cannot react too much immediately.
Yeah. It was very, but then I sat down afterwards, and then I could see how the mind really tried to make something out of it.
Mm.
You know, like try to go like, oh, what could have happened? You know, to create a little anxiety or kind of the mind tried to.
Which window is broken? Call down.
It's the one right next to me. Now I think it was just because it was open a little bit and something.
Window is fall down and glass. Broken?
It didn't crash, luckily, because it was just like about that high above my
head.
Then
stop.
Yeah, because there's the.
Or something cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it would have crashed, it would have rained all on me.
Oh.
Or if I was just a little bit taller, it would have also like really, But that was so interesting because it was all clear.
When I experienced like I go to the Chinatown that time, very complicated, many people there. In Chinatown, in nighttime Chinatown, you see? That time, my breath is very mindful, very peaceful, very aware. I go near the platform. One car is coming, close, near my body, like this.
Yeah.
Very close. They stop. But suddenly, we jump and very angry.
Yeah.
Right, maybe. But that time, I notice this happening, then I walk on the new. How 30 step, after 30 step, the mind start to think. maybe I show angry. So strange. No more angry anymore. That time awareness is working itself. He just recognized,
Yeah.
But totally that time very close. It nearly touch.
Yeah.
If nearly touch, maybe this is a maybe hit. But no more angry because the mind just recognized. He knows something coming. Look, very close. But he saw the experience. That's all.
Yes.
Then he walking after 330 step or a little bit far away. Then the mind started thinking, I should be angry. But the mind is working itself.
Yes, that's how it felt. It was just, and it was very like interesting because it was like, wow, not much reaction. Then afterwards, also my mind went a little
bit. Even the mind not thinking about this.
Yeah. I mean, the thing where my mind started getting a little bit more energy, slowly
emotion come.
Yeah, not.
One of my friends like this. Someone come to scold him very. Wah, 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 wah. Then he just look. That time he done nothing angry. He's not angry anymore. Then this person scolding and go away, or far away. Then he follow and hit something and. He generate.
Yeah.
Start to hear. Then he start. What he thinking? What he talking? Or this, repeat, then very, very angry. He said, this person is now far away walking. He follow and hit more.
Yeah.
When we start to touch the object, at that time the mind not walking too much.
Yeah.
Then he start to thinking, and wrong way, the mind slowly defilement come. If you are right thinking come, at that time understanding already. So no defilement.
And it wasn't, luckily it wasn't too strong because there was still quite a bit of equanimity.
Right.
So it was kind of still just watching back and seeing it all. The only thing where I got a little bit more energy was when the thought came, oh, this is a good story to tell.
Then you got the, how to report.
That's our kind of... And then the other thing I thought was funny, a couple of days ago, you know, kind of like you said, like how the teacher's words come more and more into your mind
in
certain situations, and then kind of when wisdom is there, they kind of
pop up.
And there was one situation where the mind started telling a story again, and then I heard your voice just going, whatever. And
so
it
what?
Stopped.
Yeah. So what? Yeah.
And it was it just stopped. It was like, it, you know. So I thought, that was
One yogi, old ladies in our country, she always have a confused or doubt. Then she said, every time I have meditation confused, then I talk to you in the mind. Mm-hmm. Then she said very funny, then you come and talk to me. So your power, she said, I power, a psycho power and come to reply. Her question. But actually, I don't know nothing. Because of all the time he listening to my instruction, my sound is coming. Then he start to think, I know about her question, then I come to answer it. No, because of his thoughts. Right? That's why the right view is coming, right thought is coming, then it happened to you. Understand?
And I mean, last time you told me about how to, like, a little bit to work with concepts, with those six, form, time, yeah, those six qualities, how to work with concepts, you told me last time.
Oh, concept, six
types
of concepts,
yeah.
Right.
So what I did was I just asked the question, like, what kind is it? Is that how to do it?
What kind is it?
Like what kind of concept? Is
for
it
example,
time or
for
is
example,
it
you see something, what do you see? We see the color, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I would see the color, shape, form, distance, all in our seeing. Mm-hmm. But reality is no shape, no color, no form. So how do you know we reality? But we looking in a scene, there's only all color, mm-hmm. color or shape or distance. This is the mind thinking. The mind created this. That's why this concept. So we use the eye all the time. We pay attention to the concept. So how to aware that this eye object?
Yeah, that's the tricky one I find.
Eye object, we cannot see.
Yes.
We cannot see. If you not understand, we cannot watch.
Yes.
Because the mind only know this concept. He pay attention to the concept already.
Yes. So do you sometimes just notice paying attention to concept?
We start to the concept slowly, and a lot of practice, okay. Like a thought. We aware the thought, everybody start to know the thought is a concept.
Yes.
We don't understand this is reality. We don't understand this is mind. This is an object. Later, we have a lot of experience. Slowly, the mind understanding this is a nature. And also, this is an object can know because of we can know. So we are seeing something. We cannot see people, tree, chair. We see something. This something is very strange. This morning we are walking and talking like this. We see something. The mind sees something. This something is something. The mind, but we can feel. We can feel knowing mind, for example, the knowing mind, consciousness. Knowing mind also, no form, no shape, no color. But we can feel knowing mind is there, or awareness there. So mind is happening. That's all. We can know the mind is happening. Reality is nature is only happening and gone. That's all. No meaning. If you put the meaning, it's all the concept. So, see what? See something. See happening. Something happening. If you close the eye, we don't see. That's all. Open the eye, see something. But all our mind or automatic pay attention to the concept. That's why we don't understand the nature is happening. So if you know how to watch your knowing mind, and slowly you learn from this looking, seeing, the knowing mind knows something. This is reality. Knowing mind knows something. This is object. That's why I explained the object is know something known by the mind. This object is being known. Being known. Nature of knowing is mind. Being known, nature of being known is object. Actually, we watch ourselves only six senses, only these two things. Being known and knowing. Being known and knowing, that's all. Then we put the meaning, a lot of concept. And the whole world is coming. Here, boom.
A line of Shakespeare comes to mind, where he said, life is a tale told by a fool, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Oh, okay.
It's about the same thing, right?
I don't know.
life is a story told by somebody who makes it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's full of sound and fury, drama,
right.
But nothing.
Yes, right. Like a smoke. Nothing. Or... life is suck. Life is dukkha is not all the time suffering. Not complete under meaning of suffering. You can use concept with the nature, we can understand it only the 20% meaning. We cannot express the concept to the nature of meaning of nature. We cannot 100% how to express to the words or language. No more. 20% only. 20.
So how do you know it's 30?
Huh? Because if when you understanding, reality is very far.
And then you kind of...
That's why, not enough, I know this, that's why I said, not 50, 20. Even under 50, cannot express 50%. For example, you never eat some taste. So how to express to me? I never eat this steak. You are it. You already it. You express to me this state. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine what you mean. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I think like this or like that. Mm-hmm. I cannot catch. You never eat with doing this. How do you can express, you talk to me that I can understand? Mm-hmm. No way. Mm-hmm. This is a even very small, small things. Not Nibbana. Mm-hmm. Even a small thing you cannot express.
Yeah.
How to explain Nibbana? Someone understand Nibbana. What difficult this nature. Even a small, small nature is we cannot express the words. That's why I said, when you understand it, really deeper understand coming, you feel opposite. Totally opposite. You can never imagine this way. So how do you think? So surprised. Or so strange. Beginning, we always shocked like this. Oh, for example, I try to tell you something. I experienced my experience. That time, I very aware and awake. The whole day I practice, and business also, I practice all the time, very seriously. Walking also together, no? Business also did, but the awareness all behind, all the time walking. Then I come back to my job, and home. The whole day I try to practice, no? In home I relax. I'm not meditate. That time I forget to meditate, I will give up to meditate. But I shower, but awareness behind, naturally there. Then I take a soup. Smell coming, the nose thing, then I shock. That time I'm not meditating. Only smell, I get the smell, immediately the mind knows something. Very strange. How the smell get the nose can know? How the smell cannot get ear? We can know. So strange, so very clear understanding cause and effect. Nature walking itself. Nobody there. They are caused and they are affected, they are process or happening naturally. Nobody there. This my smell and nose can touch with consciousness, eye and smell consciousness arising. Very obvious. Why the smell cannot touch your tongue or the body sensation, body skin cannot know this smell? I shocked. That time, I'm very strange, and I thought everybody, do you know? The smell is, can catch the nose. Can catch the smell. This everybody know. Right? But they are know, I understand it very different. I understand it many much, this is no person, and cause and effect, everything. They look at me like this, crazy. Oh, why, how, very strange, how this man can catch the nose and get it. That's a consciousness. Do you know? I like it like this. Everybody look like this, me. Then my teacher said, don't talk to other people. You want to talk to me? Because of reality, nature is so different from what you think. Then I take the shower, but that time I'm not meditating. That's why the mind is totally no personal involved. The nature is walking itself, understanding come itself. Boom. That's why you know that one time you understand like this, how the wisdom can arise. So that's why that day I start to meditate, not like that. Like this, like this, like this, like this, no matter. I just very open. Then understand come, boom, it's a.
So Sayo, the effort should not be that continuous, right?
Not much. Beginning is a little bit neat. Because the whole day I practice effort.
Yeah.
That is also necessary. But that time not understand. But I come back, I stop the effort.
Yeah.
But because of this momentum, effort is already there. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah. If you're not mourning the whole day, you will not practice, this time cannot understand.
But if you kept going strongly, it wouldn't have come
easy. Yeah, we cannot. Because of over.
Exactly.
That time, no balance.
Yeah.
Over.
Right.
You were talking, when you were walking today, you said that if you have strong interest, you know, and you try try, you know, there is some momentum in the mind, and even if
sometimes before we don't know this balance, that's why we try too much. Then slowly we experience like this. When I'm not meditate, then come it. Oh, and many experience like this. Slowly the mind understand how to break this. Not like this, like this. Like this. That's why I look at people meditate. Sometimes this is like this. They just use a lot of energy too much. But this is the beginning like this. We don't know the balance yet.
Have you
how much I talk, you cannot understand. I just can share the information. When you understand, that time you really understand.
Have you started like this in the beginning?
Right?
Have you started like this in the beginning, trying hard?
Yeah, I tried very hard. One day, I do all the time mindful, and after lunch, a little bit tired already. Then the mind, my teacher told me one thing is, he just asking, what am I knowing? So I use this question, what am I knowing? So I'm not focused on anything, what am I knowing? So the immediate the body, the whole body light and know many things, then I realize this is no need. Mm-hmm. Just to use the question, what am I knowing? But doing or continue, the body is doing itself. Right? In the mind, just asking, what am I knowing? Then the mind know many things coming, boom. No need to focus, no need to mindful, but awareness already there. So depend on your experience, slowly the mind can understand how to practice. That's why understanding also, you cannot try to understand. What we need to do continuously. The mind slowly become momentum. That time the mind do his way. We know the nature process, we use the nature, that's all. We live like the nature, but people, they are not understanding of the nature, then they always involved with the nature process. Mm-hmm. Natural process. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yes.
So, so? So. No. Oh, hard so. So. So runter. Ja. Ach so, ja, so weit.
Bad day like this.
I have it in focus. So.
Yeah. That's why people are eagerness. Do something, they already like this.
Precisely. So my experience was quite new. To hear just in order to have all in focus, I have to forget the focus.
Forget the
any focus.
Focus. Oh, okay.
And then I had experienced the awareness became a sort of space.
Yes, right.
Space. There's a sort of space, and
that's why more object can know. Mm-hmm. Right,
and there is a quality of wondering, sort of.
No wondering. This is wondering. No. That people think this way, the mind is more wonder. Mm. Before you go focus, the mind no wonder, right?
Yeah, that's precisely. Right?
Now it's you no focus, you think the mind is now more wonder, but actually it's the mind not more wonder. Now you see the wondering mind.
Yeah.
Now you can see the wandering mind.
Yeah.
Because of before we are not allowed to wandering mind, you use the whole 80% focusing. So the mind cannot think anymore.
Yeah.
That's why no wandering. But if you're not focusing, the mind want to be, because we allowed to think it.
Yes, precisely.
Are you talking about wandering or he's talking about wandering?
Wandering? What?
With A, he says wandering.
Wonder, or wonder?
Staunen, meine ich.
The same, wondering mind.
No.
Wunder und staunen.
Being amazed, astonished.
What?
Because what we like this to see the wandering mind or thinking mind.
And was ist das in?
Der wandernde Geist.
Wandern.
Geist, der
wandert, ja, das meine ich auch.
Meinst
du
auch? Right?
Yes,
that's because we want to know our thoughts.
Yeah.
We need habit to know our thoughts.
Yeah.
That's why we are not focusing, then we can know our thoughts. We can aware our thoughts. That's why we allow the wandering mind come.
Uh-huh.
Right? We allow means not focus.
And
if you focus, it means you're not allowed to mind wander.
Mm-hmm. And there's a, if there's the this wandering mind, there's a space, and this space allow me to see this process of bad thinking and bad feelings, etc. And even more precise, it happens. There's no effort, and I see bad feelings, bad thinkings, and then sometimes the origin of it I cannot catch because it's deeply in the unconscious, but never mind.
Yes.
Sometimes it's there, it becomes a shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it.
Whatever. Shape.
Well, shape.
Image,
yes.
Sometimes thought is a sentence,
yeah.
Sometimes shape.
Yeah.
Image, yeah, no problem.
Then I mean, shape like an image.
Yeah, image.
Precise,
we call image. Yeah.
And if I see this image, and this shape, it is so it's more possible to investigate it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then it disappears.
Yeah.
Rather,
okay.
In this space.
Mm.
So that's.
So we need to know. We need to aware this thought. That's why we need to practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Okay, thank you. Wandered, guys.
wandering the same.
To wonder is to be astonished or to not know and to be like,
wonder. Wandering is your lost awareness. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, wonder.
Well, you can wonder with awareness, but.
I know both.
Yeah, right.
Can
we need to allow to see the thinking. Yeah. Right. Yes? And then that's all? Okay, good. Mm. Yes?
I have one more question.
Mm. Thinking and feeling, is it possible that it can come from a physical reaction? You go to the feeling and that evokes the thinking?
No.
It's not possible.
Not possible. But if you touch the object, some object, the mind starts to think. The way this habit, the way he habit, he think.
Yeah.
Maybe you're wondering because you go to a very cold, you go to the sunshine, under the sunshine, the mind says, nice, warm. This automatic. Because of you warm with the physical object, and then the mind start to think nice. When in our country we go outside the sun,
terrible.
Oh, bunny. When you find the shape or aircon, we find it. But this is the weird habit. Now people, they like it warm because of being all the time cold. So they like it, sun is warm. But our country is so, this the way they think is different.
Yeah. I was just, I think I have my confusion is there, that I thought Vedana, like it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, can happen before the thought process starts.
No.
Cannot.
No. Vedana is beginning is neutral. No pleasant, no unpleasant.
And neutral. Then the thought process makes it into.
Right.
Oh,
the
okay,
next
now
mind,
I'm clear.
Yeah, right.
Okay, thanks. Anybody?
Okay.
One small question. You told if we have bad feelings, there is this thinking before, and we are not aware about the thinking, which is before the feeling. Is it right?
We not intentionally follow.
Yes, not in that.
Intentionally follow. If you happening, we watch.
Yeah.
We have a right attitude and watch this bad thinking or bad feeling.
Yeah, I have feeling. It's maybe not even thinking. There are programs from the past or from the unconscious.
Yeah.
It's not thinking in a common sense.
Yeah, right. We call this also thinking, but there are two types of thinking, intentionally or unintentionally, because of conditioning. The thinking comes from conditioning.
I see. So this difference is quite important for me, because usually we are not even. You're not even aware of this art of this sort of thinking, which is unconscious and which is not our thinking, but rather unconscious programs, maybe of our ancestors.
Actually,
or whatever.
It's also this also our not our thinking. This also not our thinking. We think intention is our.
Of course, it's not our thinking.
But intentionally, we think sometimes intentionally the mind thinks. Sometimes not intentionally the memory comes. Or object come, the memory arising, or better also.
The memory arising, and we follow it,
because
although it's not...
experience. The object or someone, then memory come, boom.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, that's rather structure of experiences which doesn't belong to us.
Right, everything is...
But which are going through us.
Right,
Okay, thank you. That's...
What is the ego actually? Is it
an idea?
Idea?
Right, wrong idea.
Or is it? But it's not.
This is wrong idea and the mind believe.
Yeah.
That's the ego.
So is it an aspect of mind somehow?
Aspect of mind.
And that, I mean, there is. Sometimes there is no, we don't experience the ego.
That time is you must have right understanding there.
Yeah, yeah. And then
if you not have right understanding, right idea is there, the idea of self is all the time automatic.
Yeah.
So because of right view, the wrong view, this is a view. View means it's idea.
Mm.
Right? Only the thoughts. Actually, it I is not exist outside. Yeah. Reality also I is not exist.
But it's strange that it comes back all the time, even though you have a right view.
Yes,
and then you forget it.
Very strong.
Yeah.
That's why we cannot get enlightenment yet.
Okay.
Very strong.
Back to that thinking thing again. The kind of, is it like the five aggregates that are actually working? I mean, they are actually doing the work for us. We cannot decide that how the Vedana is working or how the kind of intention is followed.
Yeah, there's five aggregates is happening.
And that's kind of subconscious. We cannot really do anything
about it. Five aggregates is happening,
So is it like that Vedana actually is predefined in a sense that five aggregates are just working automatically. We cannot really actually decide what kind of Vedana we get.
You are no choice.
Exactly.
You have no choice. They make themselves, they cause their affair, they're happening, it's we.
Yeah.
They are we, it's we. Already, now we try to understand, we try to know, we try to aware this process.
Yeah.
It's automatically happening. Not automatically, they are causing their affair happening already.
Yeah. Is there, by the way, any kind of specific meditation practices to kind of investigate the five aggregates themselves? Like,
We try to understand in this process happening already.
Yeah.
We try to see they are doing many times, and we understanding the way he's doing, what it is, or how this happening, why this happening. We understand. Then, because of understand, their process is now defined, way is stopped. Then the wholesome state is coming. Right?
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
I had my birthday yesterday. They told me that Oda Chantel is coming closer. And I wanted to ask you, can you say some words about your understanding of the death process and what is going on there?
Death process.
Never dead
yet.
Death, rebirth.
I'm not dead yet. If I dead already next life, then I
can't.
But I heard about the story, the theory,
That's why I ask it.
Right? So
that's why I ask.
Yeah, I only understanding that when your dead is that mind is when nearly dead, the mind is cannot intentionally. But they are sleeping mind. When you're sleeping, the Bohinga mind, Bohinga and Palidri is a born mind, start born, and that last mind is quality the same. They are only the affect mind, not active mind, passive. That's why sleep and dying and born, these three mind is the same. Nature the same. They are always affect mind, not active mind. We cannot control at that time. Okay? Then what? then another one is if you die, last mind is craving. Yeah. Craving,
yeah.
Most of the next life become hungry ghost.
No, he's not.
If you're angry and die, not last mind, then you go to the hell.
Right.
And last mind, moha, deluded. A lot of deluded and dying, last mind, you become animal. That is a theory.
That's what I say.
If you with understanding and die, your next life is a better life. More wise life. And more can do good things, many things. Like. That's why we now we try to prepare this time life.
Sure.
So now we practice now. Okay. To make naturally the mind become habit. Habit means it's an effect. Habit is an effect mind. We all the time practice, become moment, then it is become effect. That affect the mind, we cannot control. Because of this time, we doing that time is the coming. Right? Yes.
Okay.
Enough. Why?